did yesterday.
Kum len rabla kemara, we are up to Dav Chav Hey Amar Aleph. You had a machlek, is why? What's wrong with the gambler? Is it because you're a ganif or smachta is not koine and you don't really want to give out the money? You thought you're winning, and therefore if the other guy takes the money or if you take somebody else's winnings, you're like a ganif. Therefore, we don't want you. Or is it because? Not because that's not called a smachta, because I knew I'm not 100% going to win. So I decided whatever happens, happens. I accept it.
That's what it. If I gamble, but I lose all the time, I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, but you don't know that. But the winner then. You.
No, if I.
So then you're an idiot. Then you have a problem with shaita. Then you have a problem with shaita.
Yeah,
but nobody loses all the time. They win a couple. The problem is they win a couple of times. That's the problem. If they would lose all the time, eventually they would wean off their sickness. So the Gemara says. You're telling me that they're not arguing. That you're telling me that the mission that the mission that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Chachamim and they're saying that only if you have no other trade, because the problem is not because of smachti, because you're ganav. The problem is because you're not doing anything to contribute to society. But whether he has another profession, not this. This is the only profession. Now raise apostle, it is possible. So he claims me that what? That the problem is gneiva. That's smachti lekani and yagazlan. Who cares? If you have another profession now. So I clearly argue, and the Gemara here, Rabbi Yehuda Mishon Abtarfani. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Chamim. That Brais Rabbi Yehuda coins Abtarfani. Abtarfani clearly holds that even if you think that you don't know what's going to be, and I accept the way it is, it's not called an acceptance. Therefore, a smacht is never koinu. And therefore, if you take the winnings, you're a ganef. The time we learn, Rabbi Yehuda Aimim Mishon Abtarfani, lo ilam einechem a nozir, and there's a nozir, if you shall nitna nizidus el aflo. Neither of them is a nazir, because nazidus was only, what happened was, the Brais will remind you quickly, a guy is walking down the street and one guy says, oh, that guy is a nazir. The other guy says, no, he's not a nazir. So the two guys make a wager. If one guy says, if he's a nazir, then I'll be a nazir. The other guy says, if he's not a nazir, then I'll be a nazir. And whichever way it turns out to be, they said, neither of them has to be a nazir, because at the time they said it, they didn't know for sure that's going to be. And they know they don't know for sure it's going to be. It's not called an acceptance. So we see he holds a smachta lekanya. So therefore, by him, a gambler is a ganif. Says he might have, but our mission holds it. Malva beribas. Another one is somebody who lends money with an interest. Amar Rava loive beribas pasul leedus. If somebody borrows it, not only the lender, even the borrower. You know, lechayda he you know he's not necessarily a corrupt person. He's also pasul leedus because the fact is he transgressed and obeyed the Torah because of money.
Trading money from a yid or he's borrowing from a guy.
See in a minute. Or from yid. You can borrow from Gaimel, we don't want you to. But not that we learn, says the Mishnah, Malva Beribus. Says the Gemara, Milva Habba Beribus. The Kuddas are wrong. You think it's Malva with a Pasach, it's a Milva with a Chidik. It's a Milva Habba Beribus. The Machlek is showing me here if there's only the Malva and Leva, or everybody involved, also the Eidim who signed, and also the Sefer who wrote it. Bar Benusas, there was a guy called Bar Benusas, as he do Beit Rei Sadi, two witnesses came along and said, Eidus about him, Chadam, Kamedidi, I saw it from my own eyes, Oizib Bidibi, so he lent money Bidibi, so he's possible Eidus. The Chadam, the other guy said, Lididi, Oizib Bidibi, so he actually lent the money to me directly. Possibly, Rav Le Bar Benusas, but Rav Passant.
Each one is really on one eight. One is saying,
why is that? He's puzzling himself.
No. Yeah, correct. One is puzzling himself, and the other one is saying that he lends, but it wasn't me. No. So was he's lending the Libis is only 1/8.
2/8. 2/8 lending the Libis, but one of them is up to me, one then the other guy says he lends money to the person.
Two separate events.
Why is it two events? Could be the same thing. Could be that guy saying, I saw him lend money to you. And the guy who, the one, the beneficiary, he also said the same thing. Says the Gemara, yet posle rova le babin, he listened to the Tuadim. The Gemara, how can it be, rova doma loiva, but he's posle aid, babin le rosha. Since the bar, he said he lent me the money, so he's the loiva. And if he's a loiva, he's a rosha. Yeah, but tell you what, you can't trust him. So the Gemara, rova le taime, rova's consistent with you, we learned before, doma rova said, odom korov eitzel atzmai. A person is related to him. Ain't other Macy Matsi Russia. We say Palgin is the Bura. The part that he says the guy lends the money, we'll trust. The part that he says lend the money to you, we won't trust. The famous conundrum that everybody asks on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you have Hazoma and Achosha at the same time, it's not called Hazoma. Over here, it's Eidus Yat Yochel Azimah. This guy, the borrower, says that you lent the money to me. If we're mazim him and say, how can you say that he lent the money to you on this day when you weren't around? Then you're not only being mazim, you're also being makhashim. So therefore, and according to the Rambam, if there's Hazama, Chosha, and Tandem, there's no Hazama. So Eidus Yat Yochel Azimah. It's not validated. one of these famous conundrums that I asked, and I can't remember. Like, and they have to come up with an answer that you had to. It was talking about through a shliach. So he wasn't the one who borrowed the money, so he cannot be maz and mach at the same time, because he said a shliach borrowed the money on my behalf in Chleis in Shanghai on this and this day. So even if they say that, how can you say ages or whatever it is, you weren't there at the time, and at the time doesn't in any way, it's not hachosha. Could be the guy, the shliach, borrowed the money. Okay, I think we're right there. The butcher, the shtakach, the butcher that he found, the nafke trevus and metusa yod, they found that a trefa came out of his hand again. He was corrupt. Why did he sell trefas? Because he wants to make money. So we see money by him is everything. Paslet am nachem, nachem paslet, but over there, and he sent him packing. He removed his credentials. Also, what did he do? He wanted to do tshuva. Rabbi Mazi, he grew his hair, let his hair grow. Became wild with tufre and his nails grow, like the Tzaddik says today by the Yifas Toyer, to show that he what? He's doing tshuva. So Rav Nachman he's doing tshuva. He's remorseful. Amle Rav Hanai Mai said, Dil Meiru Mekamayla, it's all part of a strategy. El Mai Takante, what's the solution? Kedavidi by Ravin, Nomri by Ravin, Achoshra al Trefis, somebody suspected of Trefis. Ain't like Takona, there's no Takona, Chiel Mokush, Ain't Makino, I say. If in this city he returns an aveda davar chashav hal ganish, if he goes to another city and over there he's prepared to forfeit a lot of money because the Torah says so, that proves that he took that sickness out of him, you know, the love for money. That's right. Actually, some of the Shainim say that he either goes to another city, dresses in black, and so on and so forth, and lives and starts a new life, or in this city he finds an aveda. But our gizling mode is what he says right here. That he goes to another city that nobody knows him, v'yachz an aveda. Why does he go to another city? All the other things, like a ganif and all the other things, we'll see tomorrow later, you know, just returns and he has to show you.
You have to find the victim.
Yeah, whatever. But why, by today, he has to go to another city? Everyone else who does something wrong, he has to come across another challenge and he overcomes the challenge. The reason why he's going to another city is because it says in the the easiest corruption is a butcher, because no one knows what's going on. And if he wants to sell trefas as kafras as kasher, it is very, very easy. Everything else eventually can get caught. A ganif can eventually get caught. But it's almost impossible to get caught. So therefore, we need a stronger measure of tshuva than a normal tshuva. He has to go to another city, and aveda comes by his way that he does. Or in those days, the butcher, if he paskin that it was treif, he lost a fortune of money because the guy paid nothing for it. They knew that you couldn't do anything with it. So it's a big nesoyin to paskin an animal's treif. That's why the Vada Abarotz made a takana that the sheikhit and baidi cannot be the same person who is the owner of the animal for this very reason. It's too tempting. So anyway. Oh, okay. Butcher is. As we know, that's that story in Muncie over there. Or the Muncie. And it was a chassidish, but was the thing that everybody was buying from. Yeah, that's right. Big Yetzer Hara. You don't have a Yetzer Hara, but people who have a Yetzer Hara, money is one of the big ones.
Money does achieve it.
Yeah, listen, it's very tempting. What's this thing, chasing pigeons? One opinion says, a race of pigeons. Using the pigeon to call back and forth all the other pigeons from other people's houses, and you're stealing everybody else's pigeons. So, my time, I don't know the exact title of the word, but it means basically he calls, beckons, must be a name, like one bird has all the other birds following him. A decoyer. Okay, that's what it is. A decoyer. Decoy. Diko usually is when, you know, is trying to get false points. Okay, anyway. Nobody really owns the birds, because all the people who have birds on the sitting on the roof, they don't belong to them, because they're birds from all over the world. They come there for a week or two and then they move on. So therefore, the whole thing is only Darkei Shalom. You shouldn't go around someone else's roof and take away his pigeons. So therefore, it's only Darkei Shalom. So Shvach Aveda, we're not going to passel, disqualify this person from Aegis. What's the chilek of having a pigeon race or having playing dice? Gambling. Two kinds of gambling. Tana, we learned toile. Now this is going to follow the Rama Chama, who says that the point of our mission is asmachta. That's what the Rishonim say. Not the other one who says the point of our mission is you're not contributing to the world. Because then this sikhasa is hard to understand. And goes as follows. There's two kinds of asmachtas. With sikha, we need both. In the case of the dice, you think that you're in control because you're the one who's playing. So therefore, we would say, Over there, in the case of the cards, you don't in the thing, the cube, you think you're going to win, so you don't have any interest in giving money. You know your skills. You think you're going to win, so therefore, if you lose and you have to give the money, it's only a smart and a smart lekan. You never wanted the other guy to win. Kimli, but you know, I know the yadayin tvei. I know my skills. Avot teila b'das yena, where it's a race of let's say pigeons. You have no control over it. A maloy there. Maybe you say, look, I accept. If I win, I win. I'm happy. If I lose, I'm happy. You know, I'm happy to lose. That's life. That's the game. That's the sport. So over there, maybe it's not called an asmachta, and therefore maybe he's not a ganef and he'd be kosher latest. V'itonotelas only to the case of the pigeon. The Amar, he says, benakshatayim milso. In the case of the pigeon, I have to bang these what do they call these sticks together. And that the more I bang, the louder I bang, the more often I bang, the bird will run, the pigeon will run quicker. And therefore, it's easy, it's an easy skill. All you do is make noise and bang a lot. But I know how to bang better than anybody else. So therefore, he's assured he'll win. So if he loses, it's reluctance, he's giving up the money, it's a smart for the Kanye. But where it comes to the dice, you know that you're the one who's doing the dice, but you know you have no control of the dice, what numbers will come up. Aim a lie, so therefore maybe over there you taka gave the Norse mark to them because you knew the chatchila, you're not in total control. A mice is much easier, banging sticks is much more control than shooting dice or playing cards or any other kind of gambling. So I would say Malloy, I would say that's therefore as a chatchila, I knew I might lose, so it's not on a smacht, and therefore should be kosher laid. It's if you need both. Makes a lot of question about Bryce, a long Bryce, a long winded Bryce goes as follows. Hamasachim b'kuvia, guy plays with dice. Eluhein, these are the hamasachim b'pispesin. They play with these little sticks. They play with these little pieces of stick. The light b'pispesin, the van narrowing little sticks. Amrola fill a clipia, guys. Including in my name, the shells of nuts and the shells of pomegranates, which means it's not a common form of use of playing dice. The aim and if he plays for money, that's a terrible thing. So the aim is a chazaros. And how do they do tshuva? It's not enough to put it away and lock it up. You got to break it, and that will be very difficult for a person who's addicted to break it, and that's the best way of breaking your addiction. And then have total remorse. How do you have total remorse? Don't even play for free without money, without chips. Keep away from it as far as you can. If you lend the ribbis, how do you do tshuva? They're both culpable. I feel the aim is I chazaros and have the tshuva. First of all, rip up the shtar and don't demand the interest, don't pay the interest. The yarchs of chazar gemura and do complete tshuva. And I feel the leinochni leimaisa. Even though you're allowed to lend money to a guy with the behesa of their interest, keep away from interest. You may ask a question on the Rambam. You know, the Rambam and the Raivid. The Raivid holds you're allowed to lend a goy money with interest, and the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah to lend a money to a goy with interest, because mitzvah lahatzel amayne sheyisro. If it's a mitzvah, so even though you're doing tshuva, but it's a mitzvah to lend money to a goy, we're telling you not to. But even the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, it's only if kedei chayiv, you know, that's your panosa, enough to live on, not to become rich from it. So therefore, we're saying over here, lend only what you need, and don't lend to a guy more than what's adequate for your panasa. Any addiction, if you want to break an addiction, you got to go to the other extreme. Maybe he said it while he was in Spain. Well, they had to risk it, they always had. But that's not called really interest. It's not called interest. Okay. If you play around with these pigeons, elu shemamrinis a yainim, they rate on the yainim, they excite them. These pigeons, not only pigeons, That even animals, if you have these things, the things that those sticks that you use to make them run and everything else, you break. That even in the wilderness you don't do it. We'll get back to this point in a minute. Soichrei Shviyis, those people who handle in Shemitah and Shemitah, we allow you only to eat the crop in the field. We don't allow you. We don't like you to do schud. It says la'achla v'loy l'schud. So, they deal and they sell and they merchandise, pay the Shviyis. How do you do tshuva? When another shmita comes by your way, and ve'yibadlu, and you separate, and you don't handle his chayv. You have to wait till he finds an aveda. How often do you find an aveda? It's not only talking about but not only that he won't do it again, that he won't come next Shemitah, he won't do it again, but Nochmeh Chazoras Momen. He returns all the money that he took. Kate said, how you turn the money that he took? All the fruit that he sold in Shemitah, he gives the money back. I want you to know that this and this person, Kinasti Masayin, I made $200 profit from fruits, Shemitah, Vare Hein Suni Matalanim, and give away to Zedakah. That's how he does true. Breaks it up quickly. Now, Tani. Tony Mia, we learned Behema. We learned that what exactly is Mafrichayanim also applies by Behema. Now, Behema had a machlekes. What Mafrichayanim is? Is Mafrichayanim a race, or is Mafrichayanim beckoning other birds to come and join you? So, if it's a race, you can have animal races also. The horse races, the animal races. But if it's beckoning other animals to come along by birds, it makes sense because they're flying all over the place and this bird comes in and it brings other birds here. But because of an animal in your backyard, who's he going to call? Who's he summoning? That it's a race of pigeons. Behemoth also makes sense. Ara, beckoning other animals to come. Behemoth bas, hochi, whatever. It's a domesticated animal in your barn. Who is he calling to come forward? So the Gemara. Ein b'shoyd habor. Talking about a wild ox, which is almost in between a chaya and a behemoth. And if you, let's say, for example, raise it in your house, domesticate it, such your behemoth, and he goes out in the forest, this animal will call forth other wild animals to come and join him. And so what's wrong with that? And there's a gzeil involved because animals that are in other people's properties, wild animals that are in other people's properties that are sort of domesticated, will leave them to come and join this animal. And that's like gzeil. Daki sholom at least. Because these animals came in.
What is that, like traps?
Ponds or secluded? Not really. The animals wandered in on their own.
Yeah, but they set up the trap.
Yeah, but they wandered in on their own. That's what a trap. I believe it's like a fish, a pond. They want like a zoo. They wandered in on their own and they're now hanging around your barn. So it's not really yours because the animal can just easily leave whenever he wants. You don't have no control. Well, command on a shred of board, me behemu. The machlek is a shred of board, a wild ox. Is it considered a domesticated animal or not? Shred of board does not. Shred of board means behemu. Rabbi says, min chayu. Mine of kamina, so Rashi says, the kamina is chaylev, fats. Chaylev of a chayu is mutton, chaylev of a behemu is trait. So you need to know, is a behemu or a chayu? So what would be like a buffalo? What would a shred of board be? A wild ox. Sorry? Is that what it would be? A shred of board? Why is this big? Okay. Time we learned, and after the Mishnah laid down these rules, the Chachamim decided to add a few more that initially was not proscribed, then they decided to ask it. For example, Hagazlonin, a Gazlin, a Chamsonin, a Chamsin. A Gazlin is somebody who steals, and a Chamsin is somebody who takes it from you by force but pays money for it. Wouldn't they add it later? Gazan that I said before the Chum added on, where Gazan was permitted to be a guy is a ganef, he's even from the Torah because of money, and you allowed him to be an aid. When we say gazan, we mean you stole from a kid. A kid is not kind at all. My Torah is only that a bun could die shalom. And he stole from the kid. So they thought, how often does it happen? Who would have such a, who would be so heartless to steal from a young kid? But then we started seeing how rife it was. We decided to interdict against him as well. So first we thought, either because it's uncommon or because the chakal aveda is such a low, it's not a severe aveda. Even the chazu, they saw the soiv, soiv, mamoy, nudu, kashokvi. They saw the end, these guys are poil stealing money, and it seemed that it was happening more often than they thought. Pastilin Rabban, Rabban Pastilin. Chamsonin, why they only added later on? Mikodah, so Domiko Yav, he's paying money for it. Akrei Baalmuk, so why, you know, a lot of Gesoys don't have it. Either they don't say that, or they're paying money and that's it, so why are you, what's wrong with that? Or how often does it happen? They saw that they're actually forcing them, they're taking the item away, then they throw money at them, or this happened more often than they thought. Gozubu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon made a Gzeda. But Tesis asked a question, if the Chamsun paid money, every time you're a Chamsun, you're over an Isra in the Torah of Leisachmet. If you're over Leisachmet, and that's to do with money, so that automatically disqualifies you from being an aid. How come the Gemara only decided later on, and the years later, to include a Chamsun? So here's the famous Machlekes, Tesis and Rambam. Tesis holds, Tesis says that Leisachmet is only if you don't pay money for it. If I see something of yours and I really lust after it, but I pay you for it, and I entice you, and I cajole you, I convince you to persuade you to sell to me, it's not. It's according to the Torah, there's no leisachmed. Only if I don't pay money. I, the Gemara Bar Metzia, says leisachmed b'ladami mashmeli inchi. Sounds like it's what people think, so but it's not really. So I say no, mashmeli inchi, because that's how it is. So according to the Torah, there's no leisachmed. The Rambam holds that there is leisachmed, even if you pay money for it. If the reason why I want it because you have it. That's why I want it. No, it's not because I saw something nice and I like it. Because you have it. If you have something good, why shouldn't I have it also? That's Leis Achmed. And then, so if you pay for it, you're over. So we'll ask him the Rambam, what he does in his Gemara. So he said that that's Pshat in Gemara. People don't, Leis Achmed, people think there's nothing wrong with it. So if they're faced with, somebody comes over, tries to bribe them, give me false aid, that they know, everybody knows it's wrong, they won't do it. Here, they think, what's wrong? I'm paying for it. What's the big deal? So that's not, therefore doesn't disqualify them from being an aid. But later on, they realize how often it happens, it's a sickness, so they decided to ban it.
How can you have these dinner holidays?
Yeah. It talks also about adultery. It's all.
So we say
those things,
you know, if it's not in the moment.
Foshes. Only because it says in Kedoshim, we're again, like, if it wouldn't have said Kedoshim, we would have tied Shem Mammon as well. Yeah. Because it covers every category. Even the chazer, they saw the mechavne v'shtrad lechatchila. It's not that just by chance of walking down the street and they saw something and threw money at him. The chatchila, they deliberately went over there and they threw money because it was a planned thing. Gozer b'rabban v'gozer hagaboyin. Those people who collect money, a gabay in a shul, the hamichs and the tax collectors. Mikada, so the Chacham decided to add them to the list of people that are disqualified from being kosher witnesses. Don't get excited. This is Gabayin, he's talking about Gabay of money. These are appointed by the king to collect taxes. Head tax and poll tax. And, unfortunately, the only ones who got it were the Yidden. That's why it's so much anti-Semitism. One of the reasons. Because who do you hate more than a tax collector? And there's no other profession leading that and lending money and interest. Gaboy and Mukhmi Kodas of my kids look a shock, they only took what they were meant to take. Kim the Khazi Gashoki said that they saw him taking a lot more than they were told by the king, then Pastlini we pass them. Amar Rava, Roya, shepherd, Shamru, a shepherd that we just call from ages, Echore Behemadaka, whether it's a Roya of the sheep. Small animals, Echore Behemagasa, large animals in all cases, because why they wander off to other people's fields and they're grazing in other people's fields, they're Ganif. So therefore he's just qualified being aged. Fitting money, Amar Rava, Achir, say that, Amar Rava, Roya Behemadaka, small behemoths, you cannot really guard because they can sneak under the fence, but edges are all psul and so possible, but Khullah is mutter. In Chuzlars we're mutter because more or less you take care of them in Israel. So Machmer Zashi says because Yishuv Israel, we want to make sure that everybody in Israel is squeaky clean, and you don't take anything that doesn't belong to you. But Behema Gasa, if you Israel, Behema Gasa cannot sneak under the fence, even Israel you're allowed to. So why is he saying you're disqualified from being an aid? They're talking about raising the animal in your own backyard that you're allowed to. Here we're talking about if you wander off in the pasture outside of your place. then we're worried you'll go to other people's gardens. And Hachina Mistabra proved to you, Miktoni, it says, Nemoni Malai Shloisharei Boker. I believe, if you guys, I believe that these shepherds should be what? What do I believe? Pashas to my Edim, my lively Edims. And I believe, in other words, if I wouldn't have said I believe them, they would be disqualified as Edims. That I, that shepherds automatically are disqualified. They're all gone off him because they take the sheep and other people's grave, correct, exactly, pastures. Well, my Ledin, thinking about a Tzadik. We're not talking about Aiden, they're talking about Bezin. Maybe Roy Makosha, Aiden, talking about the squalifer being the Yonim. They can approve the Tony, Shloisharoi Boker, Vila Aidus, if it's Aidus, Shloisharoi, why three? Who has three Aidim? Says Mother back, and Mother counters back. Well, my Ledina for Bezin, my Yiddish, Shloisharoi Boker, why three? Called Colossus, the Gummy Dina, Namiochi, why talk about Roy? Any three disqualified people, or if we say that we accept the Yonim, Makosha, why highlight Dafka Roy Boker? Hachkama. Roy Boker, because they're never in town. They're never in town. They have no idea of the machinations and the processes of a bezin. Even so, if you accept them, you accept them. I'm Rabbi Yudas Tam Roye, Apostle Tam Roye. Every Roye, we automatically, every car dealer automatically should be a ganav unless proven otherwise. Of a stam gabai kosher, a stam gabai tzedakah, or a gabai who collects taxes, we don't automatically assume that he's a ganav unless we have evidence to that fact. And I'm going to tell a little story. Avua de Rab Zeda, the father of Rab Zeda. Ovad Giveyusa, he was the gabbai for taxes to lesser shenim 13 years. Ki havi osirish nara lemosa, when the head of the city would come to check the town, you know, because there's a head tax you pay per person. So he would come to do a stat to see how many people, a census, how many people are in the town, to see whether he's getting, you know, reflects what he's getting, how many people are in town. What would he do? Now this father has to be very careful. He can't tell people hey, go run away and everything else. So ki havi chazi rabban visor talmud chacham, we are looking beginning of Basra. Shouldn't be paying taxes, and everyone else should be paying his tax. Omle, he would tell them, he was called a pasuk. He was called a pasuk. He would say to these guys, Leich ami boy bechadorecha. Oh, go, my people, go into your rooms and close your doors. He's quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya. They understood the hint, and they all ran away in hiding. Ki havichazi inchi the masa, when he stamps saw people in the city, Omar, he would say, Reish Nahara Osla masa, the governor is coming to town, but Edna now, Nakim Abel Pumbra. The parents will be hit on account of the children who brawl up Pumab, but the children account of the father. What's he saying? Nobody knows who he's saying. But all the Eden understood. No, you're going to have to pay tax for your son, or you're going to pay tax for your father. Go run away. So what happened? Umignazu Kuli Alma. Everybody went hiding. Suddenly the town was desolate. The population of 10,000 was trickled down to 500. Kiyasi, the government came and said, how come you can give me somebody with so few taxes here? 13 years already. I'm getting any money from you. Amale, Mamanda boy, look around. Like when these guys got the camps, all of a sudden we have three meals one after another and show them how many kids we had in camp. So we had 1,000 and we had 300. So we had lunch at 1 o'clock. 1:15, the old had to change their clothing and come back in again for another lunch. Anyway, Kinicha Nafshei, when Reb Zeda's father passed away, Amalei, he told his son, Shkoilu Tleise Moi, take the 13 coins that Tzayidali Besadinoi that I wrapped up in this handkerchief, V'holru Leleplanya, give it back to whatever this person, Plaini, the Shakaltina Minev Leitzchalei, I took from him taxes, it looks like I overcharged him, and I've been keeping it here in storage, do me a favor, give it back to him, return to him. Now, that's called an honorable person. I mean, what I was trying to say, that's the average tax collector, unless you can prove otherwise. So the story sounds like he was extraordinarily zoyin other people's money. And yet the Gemara is saying, Stam Gabbai is kosher. It's only prove otherwise.